And now we're going to be having a live interview on air with Jessica, who's coming from UBFS. Just like to ask you, Jessica, what course are you doing and what year are you in, things like that?
I'm in my third and final year of aeronautical engineering.
All right. And where are you from when you're not in Bristol then?
Originally from the States, New York, but I moved to England in 92.
So. Oh, right, so you've been here a while then.
Yeah.
And how about when you are in Bristol? I presume third year you're not in Hull, or are you?
No, I live in the Kingsdown area, just behind St Michael's Hill.
Right, okay. So let's get on to the crux of the matter. UBFS, what does it actually stand for? Because it's a bit of a funny acronym.
It's the University of Bristol Filmmaking Society.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Isn't there a different film society? What is the difference?
There is a film society called Fine Film. They basically watch films, and we actually make films.
Right. So you go making films. Do you need much experience to join, or...?
No, not at all. We'll teach you anything you need to know about filmmaking. I had no experience when I joined, so...
Right. So how much does it cost to actually join UBFS? That's for a year, I presume.
For a year, it's £5 to join. Mm-hmm. But that gets you use of our equipment for approved projects and basically fun stuff with us, like discounts when we have screenings and socials.
Oh, right. So that's the sort of thing you do when you're not filmmaking.
Yes, we try to have... a screening every term of the films that have been made, mm-hmm. and also a social at the end of term just to kind of say, well done, we made it through. We're also working on Screen Test, which is our national student film festival, which we run in March.
Oh, right. Yes, I want to ask you about that in a few minutes. What about if you haven't actually got an idea for a film, but you'd just like to get involved? Is there still room for people like that?
Absolutely. Basically, every film that gets submitted to us needs a cast, it needs a crew, it needs a director or a producer. So if there's any area you're vaguely interested in, we will teach you how it all works, and we'll help you to organise your film. So if you don't have any ideas, there's still plenty for you to work on.
That's brilliant. And are there any other perks that members of the society get?
Aside from free equipment, free use of our equipment, we also are starting to give tutorials this year on things like editing. So if you don't know, we'll actually arrange times for people to come in and look, and also hopefully do directing seminars as well. So if you've never done them before, there's no need to panic. We will actually probably teach you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you got in the pipeline at the moment? What's being made?
Right now, we are focusing on our Arts and Media Week project. The theme hasn't really been decided yet. Last year, we worked on the theme of Musaic, which was films that are orientated around music. Not necessarily music videos, but just music as a theme. And this year, we're trying to develop a new theme, so mm-hmm. hopefully we'll get started on that real soon.
Right. And are there films that I can see at the moment?
Yes, we put our films on our website, which is ubfs.co.uk. We have obviously limited space, so we put up a new range every couple of weeks or so. We're also hoping to upload them onto YouTube as well, so hopefully everybody can download all of our past movies and watch them there.
Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning earlier about Screen Test. Now, I want to know something about that.
Okay. it's on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of March. Basically, we... as a society, with volunteers, people who aren't even in the society, organise a film festival for students all around the country. So last year we had over 19 universities sent down over 60 hours of footage.
Mm-hmm.
We run the event. We have speakers in. Like last year we had the chairman of BAFTA come down, as well as Ken Loach, who won the Palme d'Or last year at Cannes.
Mm.
And we try to arrange tutorials as well. So it's a bit of a mix-up, but it's good fun for... Mm. everyone involved, and loads of people come down to see it, and people in Bristol will come to see it. It's good.
So it's really quite a big event.
It's getting to be. I mean, we've just become endorsed by the NUS this year, so we are officially the student film festival
mm-hmm.
in England, which is great. And we're also supported by SubTV as well, who show all of our films around the country as well. So
right.
How long does an event like that take to prepare?
Well, this is its third year, and we started pretty much as soon as the other one finished. You were working on
right.
the next one. We've just got a whole new bunch of recruits in at the start of this term, so we're really buckling down on making reels of things that are shown. We're also doing a new thing called Screen Test Distribution, where we send out films two different universities, they get to screen them there as well, so all the films are being shown to a much wider audience.
So the event's expanding as the years go on.
Yes it is.
Brilliant.
It's doing really, really well. Mm-hmm.
So at Screen Test, is it just showing the films, or are there awards handed out for the best films or things like that?
Yes, we have an awards ceremony that's going to be on the Saturday this year, where basically we get people to judge. We have also a specific grand jury prize, which is judged by professionals in the industry, which is a really good prize to get. And we have a little award ceremony. There are 11 categories in total, so including things like best script, best short film, best animation, things like that. So basically everybody who sends something in, it gets submitted and we choose the best ones, and they get judged by different people around the country. So it's really quite, it's a nice thing to say, oh, my film won an award, especially when it's getting to be such a big festival.
Mm. Excellent.
Okay, so let's say I'm completely missed fresh, for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I've just heard this interview on Burst Radio, and I've decided I want to join UBFS. How would I go about doing that? Is it too late, or can I join this year?
Heck no. You can join at whatever point in the year you want to. The best thing to do is either to come along to our Screenwriters Guild meetings, which we have every Monday at 8 o'clock in the Union. Basically, we all get together and have a bit of a chat about scripts that people have submitted, and mostly just a bit of a chat about films in general, really.
Screenwriters Guild sounds rather fancy. Is it a... How can I say?
It sounds smart.
Is it an exclusive event, or could anyone and everybody?
Anyone and everyone does come, and it's mostly, it's fun, because we do teach you about how to write scripts, so if you have an idea but you don't really know how to lay one out or how to get started, we'll show you how.
So you're not going to be turned away at the door if you don't have a script in your hand?
Oh, hell no. We want as many people to get involved as possible, so
Excellent.
It's good fun to come. We also decide what we're going to make on Wednesdays, because every Wednesday afternoon we have Wednesday filmmaking. So we'll decide what we're going to make then and get to it, really. So that's the best way to come. If you come along to that and you say, oh, I'd like to join. Or you can drop us an email. All the email addresses are on our website.
Okay. Right. Well, it's been brilliant to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming in. And, that's a little snapshot of UBFS for all you Burst listeners out there. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you to Jessica and to David. You're listening to Burst, and this is Featured First, the very first speech-based programme on Burst Radio. Amazing. If you're interested in creativity and the kind of things that we've been talking about on this show so far, then you can also listen to Will Stapley's show. He is on Tuesdays from 8 till 9:30 p.m. on Burst, and... He's a lot cooler than me. He's a bit, you know, one of those trendy blokes that's into all the new music and is interested in celebrating the creative talents that can be found in and around Bristol University. So if you're in a band, or you read poetry, or do any sort of arty-farty thing, then you can get in touch with him or me. Email features@burstradio.org.uk.